Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Larcher and Lawrence in Sports Show, episode 86. Thanks for tuning in. World Cups in Chicago sports tonight. We do this show weekly. We record it live via our friends at Blog Talk Radio. You can head to blogtalkradio.com and search for us, Larcher and Lawrence, and that's how you can listen to us live. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Whoops.
We got a phone call?
It's an 877 number.
We're on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher Radio. Find us on either of those apps. They're free to grab, free to download. We're trying to do some YouTube stuff. We'll be getting there. Anyways, we got a heck of a show lined up for you tonight. At Larcher Larson on Twitter. This guy here is at Larcher Than Life. I'm handing it over to my partner, the one and only Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III.
Well, thank you, Clark Lawrenson, and what an awesome introduction with some Alabama, because when you hear twin fiddles and a steel guitar, certainly you think of us. That's
well, yeah, and you also think of George Strait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, the Pride Parade was just this weekend, so it's kind of the opposite.
There you go. George Strait with Heartland right here.
Yeah. I love George. King George.
King George.
One of the best in country music ever.
Yeah. You brought a friend with you in the studio.
I did, yeah. This is Eric.
We met Eric. Coach Eric, if I recall, yeah.
Yep. Right.
I was out walking the other day. I was doing my laps, and I was wandering around, and I got the little Fitness Pal thing on me, and I'm trying to get the calories. And I walk by, and there's one of those little league soccer games going on, and I started talking to the coach.
Gave you some orange slices.
Yeah, oh. Those slices were awesome, man. Right at the right time, gave me that vitamin C I needed.
Yeah. No, that was one of my favorite things as a kid. I played soccer for 3 years before I could play football.
Excellent. All kids should.
I played for that break in the middle.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I never played soccer, so I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, I met this guy. We started talking, and since the World Cup, I thought it'd be appropriate to have a soccer guy in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Wish the U.S. could have gotten a win.
Yeah. Don't we all, man?
Would have been pretty incredible. They would have played on the 5th. Of July, and it would have been amazing, really rallying America together.
Oh, I'll be darned.
The day after the 4th, absolutely.
It was close. I think they were getting handled pretty well, most of it. Most saves since, 1966 or something?
That was a World Cup record that Howard had in that game. He got the Budweiser Player of the Game for that.
Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Who is this, Howard?
Yeah, he's the goalie.
Howard, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I heard he played
Tim
incredible.
Howard. Tim Howard, right?
Yeah. I'm not a big soccer guy,
phenomenal.
But...
memes everywhere on him.
A lot of memes.
Did you put it on the score? People around you had to be. If you were in the office, there were people talking about it.
Well, I hear we're not very good and we're not going to win it. You know how I feel about champions. And if we're not, because it's not America's fault. We just don't care about soccer as much as we care about everything else. The youth of today.
Changing. That's changing.
They're on the verge, man. They're like an 8-8 ball club right now.
Who?
America's team.
The America's team.
So basically, they're the Cubs of soccer.
What's that?
They're the Cubs of soccer.
No, I was thinking more like the Bears. The Bears finished last season 8-8, and it looks to be turning over a new leaf, and now things are going to go well.
America's about to catch fire with this whole soccer thing, I think.
My mother was in town yesterday. We did a day of musicals, and in between, we had a break right during the match. They're called matches, right? The soccer
musicals?
Match. Yeah, well, we went and we saw Jersey Boys in the theater in the daytime. And then
did you get any orange slices?
No orange slices there.
Unbelievable.
Did get the $2 popcorn. And the Webster Theater down there now has recliners. I didn't know it. That was phenomenal. I thought it was great.
They have a $5 popcorn, or is it just a $2 popcorn?
I was going to talk about the intermission with the World Cup, but all right, yeah. $2, but you can get for like $2 more, they'll give you a medium or $1 more.
They
went for the upsell. It was cool. We saw Jersey Boys there. Clint Eastwood directed the movie version. I'd seen the musical with my mom a couple times and some other family friends.
How, as a guy who's seen the musical multiple times, how did it compare to the musical?
There wasn't as much music in this.
Well, I would think more.
But I was a fan, like, because in the musical, they do a lot of breaking the fourth wall, as we call, you know, with Comedy Accident there. And then they kind of stuck with that. They broke it at a certain time. Comedy Accident, it's we're in a sketch comedy group as well.
Excellent. Well, you didn't tell me this.
No, but it worked out. Listen, we haven't had a lot of time to talk.
It was good, man. They have great voices.
This guy here?
Absolutely phenomenal performance.
Coach Eric blessed us with a bottle of wine tonight.
Yes, it's feeling good.
Yeah. I pinched out of the Chi-Town Shark Snack Fund.
Whoa. Hey, now. So
don't tell the moms, but there's always a little extra every year.
I mean, I'm sure that they are happy. I mean, you're the one who babysits their kids.
No, it's not babysitting. It's more than that. It's life.
Oh, didn't mean to offend.
Life coaching, even more than just a sport.
Yeah, you're trying to reach a higher level with these kids. And. Mm-hmm. Well, God, you're doing the Lord's work.
I have the 9, 10, 11-year-old group.
Wow.
They're a good group of kids.
So, with the clock, like, they go into extra time. And then they have, like, 15-minute halves in the extra time. Because I thought it was sudden death, and all of a sudden Belgium scored. I thought it was over. But then they got a chance to score again. So then they went up 2-0. And then we were on our way to the next musical, Motown, so I didn't see
it. Yeah, that's just more in the World Cup play. That's not the normal, like...
Oh, okay.
League play won't really do that.
But we should maybe... Yeah, the
it's
World
just because they need a winner, you know, in the World Cup. They need to have someone advance.
Yeah.
Like, if you're watching, like, an English Premier League game,
mm-hmm.
that's why they'll have ties, which...
So, as this World Cup game is going into overtime, you're going to a second musical? You're doing like a... You
saw a musical in the theater and then one in person?
Jean.
Is that what...
Lauren and I.
So you
What's
went,
that?
You went and saw a movie?
And a then, movie musical. A and movie? Then we went to a live musical, at the Oriental
That's
Theater.
Quite the day.
It was,
wow.
it was a musical filled... Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Are we doing a cooking show next week?
The kid who played, he played young Barry Gordy. He played young Stevie Wonder. And then at the end, guess who he played for a Motown musical?
James Brown.
Michael Jackson.
He played a young Michael Jackson, and he sang
Bad.
Like an angel. He was good. He was the understudy. He did a great job. The guy who played Barry Gordy was good, but I think that Barry, I don't know enough about Motown music. I want to go back and watch. But I think that Barry Gordy
Motown stands for
definitely
Motor,
had something
stands
to do with the
Motor
writing
Town.
Of the musical.
And
right.
Motown stands for Motortown. That's Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, I know. They weren't called that at first, and they were trying to figure it out.
That's in Michigan.
Right.
Did you hear about that guy in Michigan, that soccer guy?
Mm-mm. What happened?
There was a murder.
Huh? Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, there's a 30 and over league, so a guy about our age.
Whoa.
I'm a little older than you
soccer?
Guys, but a guy about our age... got a red card during an intramural 30 and up league and punched the ref, killed him.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
Yep.
He, on the field.
Yep.
And on the field. Holy shit.
That happened on NYPD Blue in the first season.
Really?
We're seeing articles about, like, guys' heads on sticks down in Brazil in soccer. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like last year because they were talking about the World Cup? Up here, we're doing the same thing. We're killing soccer refs. Jesus, that's scary.
Well,
are they going first-degree murder on this?
Well, they haven't really charged because the guy just died. He was in a, like, you know, in and out the last couple
sucks.
Days and finally...
God, it's just a game.
You haven't Laura been in them. Michigan recently, have you?
I was there over Memorial Day, but that was a while ago.
Do you yourself play in an over 30 league right now?
I it is like a group of guys. We, you know, get together and we hit the pitch.
You oh, mm-hmm. There's pickup... Where can you find a pickup soccer match?
Pickup pitch?
A pickup pitch. Oh,
yeah, that's what we call it. In the,
is there like a
pickup pitch?
Yeah.
Pickup pitch.
Yeah.
Is there a blog about it?
No, we just kind of like have a phone tree. We're kind of old
right.
school in that
All
way.
Right. Yeah.
Call around and see if anyone wants to play.
I dig it.
Well, add me to that phone tree.
Oh, I will.
You got to.
I'm a good goalie.
You should. You're in. You're going to play. You've never played before, but that would be all right.
I'll give it a shot.
Wow.
Well, I'll be damned. That's a hell of a story. You know, speaking of soccer, next year they are in 4 years. They want to have that World Cup in like 110-degree
Qatar.
Wow.
My friend Qatar Gavin's from there, actually. But
right.
Did you know? And I got this from my buddy Dave Matthews. My buddy Dave Matthews says that the reason FIFA wants to hold it there is because they can have the slave labor. People go there for work. and they take their visas away and they don't let them leave and they make them work in the 110-degree weather.
No.
And then the FIFA could get the whole thing built completely for practically nothing, for peanuts, based on slave labor, and have the soccer in the 100-degree temperatures. I mean, as a youth coach, you wouldn't have the kids playing in 110-degree.
No, that was one of my favorite parts about this current World Cup was the water breaks.
Oh.
During the U.S. game.
Yeah,
I saw that.
That was the very first water break ever, and I wrote letters to FIFA about that for years.
That's amazing.
I've always been a big proponent of water breaks, and I've started a new orange break campaign for future World Cups. Well, they'll actually get a fruit break where they can have fresh fruit. Yeah, there'll be like a Tupperware there. Everyone will come over, sit in pretzel style,
all right,
in a circle, and get a little fruit and a pep talk.
Okay.
And, you know, if they want something a little heartier, they can maybe get like a granola bar or something.
Coach, I don't know. These are professional athletes. Maybe this is
that's
a little
why
too
they
much.
Eat more than anyone.
I mean,
that's
they're grown men.
More than anyone. Yeah, because people push them too hard. And that's why their careers don't last as long as they could. If I was professional, I'd probably play until I was like in my 40s or 50s.
You know, he's got me convinced. I think we should have oranges next week.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea. We'll do oranges.
I like the melon.
We'll do a halftime, too.
This melon medley that you have here was delicious.
Oh, did you like that?
Oh, yeah, Eric made a lovely, or I'm sorry, Clark made a lovely dinner tonight.
Thank you.
A little fish.
Tilapia, lemon pepper.
Some asparagus.
Some asparagus.
And a melon medley.
And a melon medley.
Very healthy.
Low in cows. Under 300 for our whole.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I'm going to go home and eat some yogurt.
Put a lot of protein in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I dug it. And then Eric brought the red wine, which gives us a couple of...
It's a rosé.
That we can use
red,
those calories.
Red wine.
My wife is into the rosé, so we have a lot of it at home. And she found out I took the bottle of it, she's going to be mad, so I'll have to pick up one on the way home.
That's awesome.
Sounds like my kind of woman.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, now.
She,
I was going to say, this. We've talked about MyFitnessPal on the show before, and it's moving on. People are joining.
It is.
I'm befriended by more than one person now.
What is MyFitnessPal?
I commend you.
It's a program where you track your calories.
Yeah,
Every meal. If you were to play soccer, per se, you could even track that and get some calories to spend on food.
Yep, exactly.
Or burn off or whatever the hell you may be doing with it. But it's like a bank account for your life.
I like it.
And it's starting to move on. I can see it. I'm happy about it.
Are these one of your sponsors?
Yeah. Now, I was thinking about asking it for some recipes later on, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I got a whole...
Yeah, that's one of our sponsors. Sir. Yep.
MyFitnessPal.
Yep, we'll stick with it. Yeah. You can free on the iTunes or App Store.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to call us tonight, I mean, we'll take a call. You know, you may have noticed I didn't introduce Lauren at the beginning of the show tonight.
Very disappointed.
Lauren,
who's this?
Lauren had a scheduled day off. That's all I can tell you right now over the air.
She's our EP.
That's all I can talk about. But we do wish that everything's well.
So she's your entertainment provider?
Yes. No, executive producer.
Oh.
Yeah. She's usually there to answer the calls.
She's like a phone girl.
She makes sure that we're sounding all right.
She's the phone girl.
How did you find her?
It's actually Clark's fiance.
Oh, I had a feeling one of you was probably sleeping with her.
And, when I started this show out, we kind of just mentioned this place is a studio, but a couple 6 months ago. We're here in the studio, which doubles up as is my front den. Some days the windows are open for Al, other days they're not.
I was a little, I was confused because when Al invited me over, he said that Clark's fiance would probably be there, and I was looking forward to having a little woman company for the evening, and I was sad that she wasn't there.
Who's this guy?
Hopefully next time.
That's
Coach Eric.
I'm a soccer coach.
He coaches the Sharks, or what is this?
Chi-Town Sharks.
Chi-Town Sharks.
We used to be called the Bruisers, but we were called the Bruisers. Our colors were black and blue, but the city made us change it because they said it enforced bullying.
You know, people are pansies today. Wow. When you cut right down to it, you can't have an America anymore.
No more dodgeball in school.
Really?
All the kids tell me in my league, they're like, all we want to play is dodgeball.
So do you let them play at practice?
Nope.
Come on.
I don't want to get in trouble with the
parents.
Who
are the referees that you are hiring in your league?
There's Marty, Frank, Pete,
Now, do these guys work a circuit or
the other Pete? Yeah, there's. I mean, in our league, we have a few guys that we pay. You know, the Chi-Town Shark League.
Okay.
You know, guys that come in.
What do you mean you pay the refs?
Like, we hire them.
How is that good for a competitive sport? If
the refs in any sport are paid to do their job.
Right.
But we don't pay them to do anything other than that.
Very interesting. All right. It's the Chicago way, you know?
Yeah, I guess. It's very Chicago with that. Jeez.
So the WWE had their little pay-per-view.
We got together for it.
Yeah.
I tweeted a couple of the happenings that we were talking about with the matches.
Money in the Bank.
We got together and watched it the other night, Coach. It was, yeah.
My guy, John Cena, the guy I said would win it, won it.
Yeah. Well, a few weeks prior.
You're a John Cena fan?
Oh, yeah. You can't see me.
Whoa.
I'm invisible right now.
Al says that Cena is he's the new Hulk Hogan. They're trying to push him at the kids, and
yeah.
You know we idolize Hogan as kids, and he keeps that up, and so it makes the adults upset.
Everyone hates him, which I like. I like the fact that he pisses people off, mm-hmm. And yet he's the nicest guy in the world. He donates all his time to Make-A-Wish, and he's committed to the sport.
Yeah.
He really, I mean, the guy doesn't get hurt. He keeps himself in perfect conditioning. I mean, the guy's an athlete.
It wasn't hard for you to pick it. I mean, Vegas had him winning.
Well,
because, what was it?
I'm as good as Vegas, you know?
3 weeks earlier, Amazon.com had accidentally shown the SummerSlam poster. The poster for SummerSlam when they were pre-sailing. And it had Cena on it, and then Brock Lesnar, who's kind of the part-time superstar right now. They gave him a ton of money, and he only has to work probably a quarter of the year.
Yeah, I think 2-3 shows a year.
Is that it?
Yeah.
2 or 3 shows a year.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I saw a movie once where John Cena was like solving mysteries in order to save his wife or something.
Was it Scooby-Doo? Was he involved?
It was something like that. It was like an action Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Huh. I tried to watch a John Cena movie.
Look that up if you're listening.
No, I haven't. It was a Rock movie I tried watching recently. I've never seen a John Cena movie.
The Rock is a legitimate action star now. Like,
yeah, but
it
it's like kid.
Movies,
it's like kid action star movie.
Yeah, but he's legitimately making quite a bit of money.
Like what cool like Schwarzenegger type?
He's made it more than Hulk Hogan ever did.
Oh, by far. He's the greatest.
It was called 12 Rounds.
Are you a movie guy?
Yeah, I'm a big movie guy.
Okay. Has The Rock made an adult type Schwarzenegger movie that's to the level of any of like Schwarzenegger films?
Like a Terminator.
Like a Terminator.
Rated R.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember something about the Egyptians or something that was big.
The Mummy. Yeah, the Scorpion.
He did like the second sequel. The third part was the Scorpion.
But nothing badass,
showed
right?
Up in the one before that.
Yeah. I feel like almost who's going to take that is Batista.
You think Batista's going to be the action?
He's in that new movie, Guardians of the Galaxy. He looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, big dude.
Somebody just came back from filming a movie too. Was it Jericho? No, The Miz. Did he really film?
I think
The Marine Four.
The Midget just came back.
I caught that part of.
Is that
Raw.
One of the Mexican wrestler?
Yeah, the little midget. He's playing the troll.
Oh, that's actually he's afflicted. I thought that was his wrestling name.
No. He's actually a short person.
Oh, wow.
But he's playing the leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, we had a little person on the soccer team, and he was good.
Like, was he the same age?
Goalie ever,
was he the same age as the kids?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He wasn't one of those Waldorf kids, was he? Or
no, we could see him. He didn't, he didn't get missed in the crowd.
Well, I don't know if you know this. I know we've talked about it with our comedy group. How small short people? What am I supposed to call them?
Well, if you're Randy Newman, you would call them short people.
All right. So, yeah. So that they have their own...
Oh, wait. That was just
They have
short
their own
people.
Society. Like, they go to apartment people who show them apartments just for small people.
Oh,
they have
wow.
bars just for them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a little person on a big bicycle, and he was riding down Belmont.
Oh, did they have thick shoes?
I don't think they were... I don't recall the shoe. I actually think he was dressed kind of thuggish, if I remember right. But... Right over there was a little bar with a little door, and it was called the Little Inn.
Wow.
Like, I wouldn't be able to fit inside the door.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. There you have it.
True story. I saw it one time, and I swear to God, I saw it. And then I went there, and I'm like, I wanted to go take pictures. I want to see if I could squeeze in and get a couple shots. It was completely, the door was gone. But like, it was a weird red, like, barn type.
Years
finishing.
Ago, I kind of went on a couple dates with a gal from the south side down in Bridgeport. And we went to some bar down there that had a full-size bar in it. It was a big bar. I forget what it's called. And then it also had the midget bar over to the side.
Little person bar.
Yes. And that was being bartended by a little person.
Do you guys think, in not in our lifetime, but in the lifetime of humanity, there'll ever be a little person president?
Wow. That is...
That's tough. I don't think so.
Well, they finally made it mainstream on television. I mean, well, they're the stars of television shows now.
True.
Reality-based.
I think that it's just that we've always had normal-height presidents,
mm-hmm.
and they've never planned for that. So if all of a sudden there's some kind of nuke key that's too high, they don't want to just be like, oh, the stool isn't available.
Well, could they build a ladder?
But what if that stool isn't around and they're like, oh, shoot. We need his eye scan.
Anybody can be the president of the United States. Anybody. If I have a daughter soon, I'm going to tell her that she can be the president of the United States.
They're not born in America. They cannot be
president. Okay, anybody born in America and at least 35 years of age.
If Arnold Schwarzenegger goes president, I will freak out.
He's not. He can't.
Well,
he's not a natural.
I love him, but he cannot be president.
No.
He wouldn't be the first one not born here, according to some.
Right, yeah.
Wait,
this guy we
mean,
have
Nixon?
Now. Yep.
I heard Nixon was
Nixon was born here. Actually, I think John McCain was born in the Panama Canal.
Wow.
On a boat?
Army base.
I would say this. I would say that George Washington was not born on American soil.
No, he was.
Hmm?
He was.
Oh, was he?
I don't know. He was British, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
He was born in Virginia, though.
There's an exception to every rule.
I mean, I think he was like first generation.
He was born the day Virginia was born, okay?
Maybe. Well, we see the 50th president.
Speaking of that,
six times,
John Adams, the second president,
years.
Did you know
that
he thought today was going to be Independence Day? Because today was the day they signed everything.
Coach, you are just full of a lot of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Encyclopedia.
It's pretty brilliant. When it comes to games in Rio, professional games, you're doing okay. But you got everything else down.
How do you know my kids like the movie Rio?
Oh, Jesus.
What is Rio?
About a bird.
Oh. Rio was the jump the shark moment for Angry Birds. They came out with a Rio version, and it was done.
Okay.
You really? I like the Star Wars one.
Wow. Never played it.
I just started playing it the other day.
Okay. Is it free?
I don't know. It was on my computer.
You can play like a test version.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a shot. Star Wars Angry Birds. Speaking of that, the big news in Chicago, it's going in south of Soldier Field.
Carmelo Anthony.
The George Lucas Museum.
Oh, that's right.
Coming to Chicago, just south of Soldier there.
That he married that woman.
Yeah, is that what it is?
She was from here. Is from here.
And they're going to have, I believe the rumor is he wants to have a full, like, two-scale Millennium Falcon in there.
Speaking of women bringing something to the city, rumor is Lala Anthony does not want to come to Chicago. She is completely saying no to the city. So, Carmelo, you could cross him off the list. It's not going to happen for the Bulls.
Well,
then my sources are also saying Love is going to Golden State.
What's Lala Anthony?
That's his wife.
Carmelo's wife.
Lolo or Lala. She has a reality show.
Her name is Lala?
Yeah. I think it is Lala. She has a reality show. She's big over there.
Well, according to the New York Post, the Knicks are considered frontrunners to re-sign Anthony.
Yeah, he's going right back to New York.
I got an article from them covering...
Oh, just like LeBron is going back to Miami.
This is from the New York Post where they're covering it, and they're like, after meeting with Coach Tom Thibodeau and surprise guest Derrick Rose. Did you hear about that part?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I heard Joakim Noah and Taj.
Oh, you know what? And we need to talk about this whole Rose thing because this is absolutely ridiculous. This guy, again, he's got to be the prince and center of attention. He leaks before the Carmelo Anthony's coming that he's not going to help out. And then, of course, he has to because he said something to Sports Illustrated. It's a nonstop story with this guy. He hasn't played in two damn years.
He's not making it a story. He has stuck to his guns the whole time.
Him and his fat-ass brother are destroying his career.
He's on the court. He lets his play talk for him. He's out there, and he just plays.
We're going to be a mediocre team forever because this guy can't play the system.
Oh, come on.
You know it. Don't you want Derrick Rose being the guy who's saying, hey, why don't you come here, Carmelo?
Yeah.
Why don't you come here and be a part of this? We together, we're going to win a championship because that's what it's about.
Well,
that's what Joakim wants. He tweeted out a very cryptic message.
Right. No, he said it. He wants him there. That's fine. That's what Joakim's doing. He's doing that because of Derrick Rose. He's speaking for him.
Yeah, Rose makes
me
think of that outcast.
He takes the heat off of Rose, and it works out really well. And that's what I'm happy about. Noah kind of jumped up to the occasion, and now it's kind of there's two superstars, defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
he's
but
one
the guy,
of the best players in the league.
The guy who's a third of your salary, who's your top played person
hey,
in the
man,
company.
Injuries happen, and you got to still let him
Fine,
play.
Fine, but let him
if
be.
You're
a,
stuck with him. Let him be what he can be.
Let him be a guy
Why
who's also
care?
Out there being a businessman and making There's, this team better.
He
refuses
to
make this team better.
You got
Joakim
Noah there ready to do it. He's ready to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so you're happy with these two because 2 weeks ago
he
you were saying you weren't.
To show him today, he was the man that said, "Hey, I'll let my action speak for me." That's
2 weeks
why
ago.
Did the free thing.
When free agency was just starting,
yeah.
You were all, no, we need this. When Love's name was being thrown around and Anthony's name, you were all excited
no,
for a change.
I want him. I do want him.
Now
no
you don't
coming.
Care because we
no.
have,
hey,
we got
I'm telling
the
you,
same ass
Derrick
team.
Rose did plenty of recruiting. And he did it just by
Who's
working out.
Who's he recruited?
Out.
He's openly
no.
said he won't.
He was recruiting by doing the workout. Yesterday, he did a workout.
After
he's
saying
he
wouldn't openly do it, he obviously was told
no,
by the company.
He wants to show them that he doesn't talk. He doesn't
Coach
talk
Eric.
He doesn't do
I went. I graduated from Niles North High School in 1998 with a guy named Anthony Carmelo. He was a 5'2" Italian man.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was he? Did he play basketball?
No. God, no. He
shop guy.
Playing any sports?
Yeah. He was more of like auto shop guy. I think he actually went into body work.
Okay.
He had hands like bananas, but he was like short as hell. He was like Danny DeVito if he gained 30 pounds.
Wow.
I think it's wild that the Post says that the Knicks are favorites. And I think that is probably to do with the wife, but Houston's supposed to have a decent shot at getting him, too. Did you see the commotion with that? You know how the Bulls, like, laid it on thick yesterday? They had his posters of him in the jersey hanging outside the stadium in his 7 jersey. And then today in Houston, he was wearing the number 7 jersey, and the current number 7, Jeremy Lin, took some exception to it.
Sure.
Yeah.
That kid used to sleep in the subways of New York fighting for a meal.
They were teammates.
I'll be damned. You know what the big theory right now is?
They can't even get a good Asian player in the league because the other guys are taking their numbers. That's just ridiculous. Sorry, Al, what were you saying?
You give the number, right. When you coach the kids, everyone gets a free. How do you distribute the numbers?
Well, my son gets first pick. And then after that.
What number does
doesn't
he go
that
with?
Deprive support
oh,
Asian
Oh, he goes
kids?
With 7 also. That's our family lucky
wow.
number. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're pro Carmelo.
Lucky number 7.
Yeah. So what were you saying, Alan, sir?
So the big theory right now is that LeBron James has the ability to shore up the free agency market, protecting the Heat by saying, well, maybe, like, let's say a team has some money to spend and they're going after a top guy or something, and it's a team that could damage the Heat.
Uh-huh.
LeBron could be like, hey, yo, I kind of want to go there.
Oh, wow.
Leak it to them, freeze that trade. Meanwhile, this guy gets left hanging, the original guy was going to go there. He ends up signing elsewhere that won't affect the Heat as much. So there's some leverage possibly being played. It could
Sounds
be a whole brilliant
theory there.
Well,
the Heat seem like they're that evil genius team. So it makes sense.
Absolutely.
Know, like the fire, the devil, Riley. Pat Riley looks like Gordon Gekko. Greed is good.
Yeah. No, I
Greek
I don't
is
know.
Tasty.
You also see that they're laying Euros. On pick on Luol Deng, but Luol Deng has said that he's not going to take a lower pay than what his what do they call it? His market value
right.
is.
He wants money.
Paid. And that's understandable, but they also say that LeBron's saying max contract, but you think this conspiracy, or this theory,
it's
right
just
here.
A theory. It's
yeah.
Just a thought.
Is it that, I mean, that's it's possible, so
I
that's why it's been talked
about. I
still
have a feeling he's
going
about. To the Raptors.
Coach, I mean, thank you for the insight.
That's just what, there's a little Canadian kid on my team.
Wow. And that's his theme song?
No, he just really wants LeBron to go. He's a big Raptors fan, and...
Coach,
shake up everything up.
Coach and I were talking before the show that if any like fish were to evolve, specifically an intelligent form like the squid, that they could rise up and just eat the planet.
Why would that happen?
Well, this came about because I'm trying to train a new Paul the Octopus.
You have an octopus.
Yeah, well, I have many. And I'm trying to figure out which one will predict the World Cup winners, like Paul the Octopus, RIP 2010. That will predict, and then I'll make a lot of money.
You have octopus? Octopi?
I have tanks.
How many tanks do you have?
About 11, 12 tanks.
So are
one's
your
empty.
Octopi? Are they smart?
Oh, yeah. Very intelligent.
Do you have dumb ones?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, wide-ranging. There's ones that are... There's funny ones, there's serious ones, there's melancholy ones.
How do you gauge a funny octopus?
You know, if he is, you know, comical, you know, the way he moves around.
I bet you wish you had some of those octopus playing soccer for you. Huh? Legs?
That would be amazing.
Come on.
Has there ever, in the world of professional soccer, has there ever been a guy nicknamed the Octopus?
I don't know. That's a good... I like that. Like a good goalie or something.
Yeah. Like his hands, his feet are real fast, and he's just all over the place.
What are you babbling about? Make him laugh.
Octopus?
Yeah. It only takes 10 tickles.
No. Oh. That's like something out of a Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
That's a joke that a guy who trains the octopus would tell.
No, a guy who coaches kids would tell. Which I do both of. Wow. And I love the safe jokes.
Where do you coach? And is there like a league office? Is there a hotline to call if I wanted tickets for games or just
we're the Chi-Town Sharks.
Did you
All right, I'm going to Google
that. How do you feel about your kids around the octopus? I would be worried if I had that many octopus. I don't know. Are they dangerous? I don't know about octopus.
My own kids, fine. The kids that I have in the league, they don't come around the house much.
Must have a lot of space, too. I mean, I would think.
They're just in the basement.
Interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
I always wanted to have a bar. Back of the bar would be a giant wall. And I would use that neon. Have you ever seen the ant farms with the neon lighting?
No.
Instead of dirt, they use like a neon gel.
Oh, wow.
And I just want the whole wall to be a giant ant farm through the neon gel and have like lights flashing through.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you get that.
That'd be awesome.
What do you think that like if you throw yourself back in the dating game, what like ladies would think of that? Like at your place. I don't know.
Like, when am I telling this story to a lady? Is that what you're asking?
You know.
Like, I might save this one for the podcast.
You guys had hung out for a while. And
like, I'd be like, you know what, babe? My dream in life is to one day own a bar called the Ant Farm. And on the Ant Farm will be an amazing wall where a bunch of three colonies of ants live in different colored neon gels. The blue, the orange, and the red.
Yeah, I just proved I missed the first part of your story. I thought you were talking about your apartment. You wanted to
No! Wait, I don't think that's...
But if it's a bar called the Ant Bar. The Ant Bar?
The Ant Farm, man.
The Ant
the
Farm.
Bar
the
bar on the Ant
the
Farm.
Yeah. Shouldn't you, or would that... No, that'd probably
sorry,
be creepy.
Just to get back to that, it's, if anyone needed more information, it's info@ChicagoSharksSC.com, Chicago Sharks Soccer Club. Our phone number is 312-650-9342. We do have an app in the App Store on Apple as well.
Wait, you're serious?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All
right.
I'm serious.
We don't even have an app yet. Why don't we have an app, Clark?
Go Sharks.
You're the technical guy.
We should get an app. We are available on a couple apps. One's the podcast app for Apple.
And Stitcher.
Products. And then Stitcher Radio.
By the way, I like your hooked on WGN radio hat.
Thanks, man. Gift from Tobias, a friend of mine, Tobias.
Oh, I know him.
He's
Dolby.
A solid dude. Yeah, Dolby. Dolby.
Is that a vintage hat?
Yes, I believe you'd call it a vintage hat. Yeah.
Well, it could be remade. I mean, it's fair.
WGN. Did they used to have like a fishing thing? It has a fishing.
I would imagine.
They actually do.
That's a great call.
Yeah, they've had fishing show.
Yeah.
Lynn Bramer, I believe.
I like the show they do where they probably don't do it anymore with Craigslist and the internet, but... You know, where you'd call up and basically it'd be the classifieds over the air. But you would call up and tell them when you were missing something. You know what I mean?
We used to have one when I worked in Paris. Across the glass from me was the AM station, WPRS.
Okay.
And they had the swap shop every morning. And like the guy would call me like, Yep, the swap shop's open. Give us a call. He'd give the number, and it'd be people calling like, I got a lawnmower for sale. It needs a blade sharpening. I'll take $25. And I used to call it and prank it.
It might be.
Now Stern does it all the time.
It sounds like this would be a reality show, too. I would watch that.
That would be a good
and
reality
it,
show.
It would behoove us for next year during the during our
offseason. Behoove?
Yeah. Like
nice
after,
word.
Like after the after the football, or after Bulls are done with the playoffs and the Blackhawks are done, and, you know, the Cubs and Sox aren't doing it yet again, I think maybe we should do a classified show where people could call up and do that, Hal.
Actually, yeah, we have a capability of doing another show week, maybe one week from the attic. I could do Al's Swap Shop.
Yeah.
And people could just call in. And
the Larcher and Lawrence Studios North.
Yeah. I'll be like eBay for the podcast world.
Saw what you're doing. You're bringing back the Foursquare thing, too. I saw it.
Boom.
Boom. I was wondering, I really like
888-787-4827 to call us. 888-787-4827. Give us a call.
I really like your studio here.
Oh, thanks, man.
You have all the Chicago sports teams represented here, which I like, besides the Chicago Fire, the Chicago Sky.
Well,
is burned out.
Yeah, the lights out. You know, a couple of them, I had unplugged them the other day during the Bulls draft and the Cubs game. Cubs have had a couple cool games lately. I don't know if you've caught that. But I didn't get the Sky one plugged back in. It was harder to reach, so I'll plug it back in.
It's a great studio you got here.
Thanks, man. You'd be happy to know George was down. George Washington. I brought him to our comedy show a couple weeks ago, and Al freaked out. Like
it belongs in a museum.
Come on, this is a museum. It came back
exactly. So why did it leave?
I don't know. No, man. Pitching out in Boston. The Cubs out there. Jake Arrieta. 7 2/3. With a no hitter, it was phenomenal performance, and that was his second straight. The game before that, he was 6 1/3 innings with a perfect game before he gave up a hit. He's pitching lights out, and then last night they got another great pitching performance. Won 2-1. Things might be coming around. They're winning in Fenway Park, man. You know what that means? It means that ESPN will show them a little bit. It also means that once they start highlighting a couple of the. Guys who are having great games, they're going to be traded. Their information's getting more.
You really buy into this crap,
huh?
Just a naive Cubs fan. Just another one.
I'm not bought in.
Have you been to a game this season?
I don't think they're going to win this season.
Yeah, have you been to a game this season?
Yeah, I went.
I
went to the 100th anniversary there
with your mom.
Yeah, you know when mom was in on that trip, locked the keys in my car, and we had a cab driver helped us out. And I have liability. It's an older car, you know. I thought that she I didn't know that I had a roadside service. And this is kind of admitting this for the first time until I was having dinner with Lauren and my dad out in the suburbs, and I locked the keys in my car before the show or before the dinner. And I had roadside service. I came out and got it.
You need to do what I do. It sounds like you lock your keys in your car too much. You have a magnetic thing that you stick under it.
I've done it 3 times in the last 3 months, and I haven't done it in a long time.
Lock your keys or get a magnetic thing?
Yeah, I need the magnetic thing, I guess.
I've always thought the magnetic thing, but I never know where to find them.
Oh, they're everywhere. You can get it at a hardware store.
Yeah.
Wherever you get your keys made.
But then if I'm getting keys made, I might as well. Yeah, no,
yeah,
you're right.
They're great. I've never
known. I used to have one back in the day. I required myself to have one of those.
But what I haven't told Lauren or
my dad, and Lauren's not here tonight, was that the next day when I went to have lunch with my sister, locked my keys in the damn car.
Jeez.
The very next day. So that's 3 times. It's ridiculous. But I have the thing. It's insane.
By the way, sad news this week. The Singin' Cage and Jimmy C. Newman died at 86.
Oh, wow.
Grand Ole Opry star.
Wow. Yeah.
And also the lady who invented Kevlar, Stephanie Kwolek.
And Bobby Womack.
Bobby Womack also passed away. Yeah, very very rough week.
And the one that hit me the most was Meshach Taylor.
Yes, Chicago actor.
Hollywood. A mannequin. And also from Designing Women, one of my favorite all-time TV
shows. Wait, that's who died?
Yeah.
The guy who played Hollywood and Mannequin?
Yeah.
Wow, I caught that a Designing Women star died. Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, I guess you would assume a woman, right?
Yeah, I assumed woman. That's wild.
Steve Rossi of the comedy duo Eleanor Rossi also just died. But no one knew that because he's, everyone thought he's been dead for the last 10 years. So
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's pronounced Meshach?
Meshach?
Meshach.
Meshach. Hollywood. He was in Mannequin 2, On the Loose. Was it called On the Loose?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. All right.
Well, I'll be damned.
That was, what's her name? Wasn't it from Mannequin?
Who'd that be?
Christy Swanson.
Oh, yeah, the first Mannequin.
Oh, it was in the second one.
The sexual one from...
Oh, yeah, Samantha or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Kim Cattrall.
Samantha? I don't know their names.
And then the second one was Christy Swanson.
Oh. Now that you have your Mannequin history right there.
Well, my buddy Dave Matthews, who, by the way, was behind the FIFA conspiracy earlier.
Oh, boy.
Sent in, this is from FanDuel, great publication, 10 reasons the Bears could win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh.
You ready for these?
I'm in, man. Let's roll.
Number one, they have the best wide receiver duo in all of football.
True.
This is true.
I mean, that is something.
Julio Jones says no.
Combined yards of 2,600 receiving, 19 touchdowns.
Okay.
If Jay Cutler's healthy, they're going to have a handful for any team. Number two, Jay Cutler is healthy, and he's looking good.
Yes. He's bulked up.
Yeah.
He's putting on muscle. He's downplayed it. But
No. You went to the other Jay Cutler.
No.
You Googled the other Jay Cutler.
The Jay Cutler that's on Facebook is the muscle man, Jay Cutler. Wow, Cubs are up 6-1 tonight. They might get the sweep.
Hey, listen, it happens.
Come on, man. It's great news.
Yeah. Number three.
Three.
There's always Matt Forte.
This is true. Forte's going to get it done.
Forte always delivers.
Are you more confident having this rookie in there than the veterans that we've had the last couple years for the backup running back?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited to see fresh blood in there. The paying the price wasn't getting it done anymore.
I was excited when we got the veterans.
Me
but
too.
They always underwhelmed. And
Taylor was the first one, right? Chester. I was happy about that.
Yeah, because he had so many good years, what, in the Panthers Jacksonville,
I think. So I'm happy about that. I'm sorry. We can continue on the 10.
All right. Forte's been a top 10 consistently, top 10 fantasy running back.
Yes, he has.
Number four is the addition of Jared Allen.
Okay.
Proven leader, historically has always made his teammates better. 2011 NFC Defensive Player of the Year, four-time All-Pro defensive end. And you got guys like Lamar Houston. Who, by the way, number five.
Wow.
The signing of Lamar Houston.
Yeah.
27-year-old, six sacks last season, played with Jared Allen. Could allow him to push that number towards double digits.
Okay.
Plus, as we pointed out before, he's a great run stuffer.
Yes, this is true.
Number six, Mark Trestman got this team to score even without Jay Cutler. So, again, I mean, the author obviously pointing out here the system. Key element in this team. It makes us better. You look at the Patriots, you look around the league, you see these other teams, you see good teams with good systems. Yes. We have a good system thanks to Trestman. Trestman may be the best coach we've ever had in the city of Chicago as far as football.
Oh,
possibly period. I mean, he's up there,
Phil
Jackson.
After Papa Bear.
But what about the defense? Well, what about the defense?
The defense doesn't matter anymore. The league has evolved to an offensive
league. Stagg was an amazing coach.
We've always had a good defense.
Stagg?
I don't remember Stagg.
Stagg coached at the University of Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
He is there's a trophy named after him. It was called the Stagg Paterno Trophy before the Paterno thing. Now it's just called the Stagg Trophy.
Yeah, good.
He was a revolution in football. Look him up.
Best coach since Abe Gibran, at least.
Stagg came up with many football innovations that are still used today.
Wow. Such as? The Stagg piece?
What's a Stagg piece?
The little flap that goes from the mouth guard to hook onto the helmet mask.
Huh.
Anyways, they have a good schedule. That's number seven.
Okay.
Good schedule. The Bears are the 15th in the league in strength of schedule.
Are they? Okay.
Going into
They're
the season.
In the middle. That's a good spot.
Obviously, these numbers are based on last year's result, but as of now, it doesn't look like they have the deck stacked against them. Number eight, simply, they're due. It's been since 1985. Number nine, the odds makers have them among an elite group of teams. So, and all the teams have either played or been in a Super Bowl in the past 10 years, and here's the group right now Vegas is counting as good odds to win the Super Bowl. Best odds are Denver, followed by the Seattle Seahawks,
okay.
the San Francisco 49ers, the always up there New England Patriots, the Green Bay Packers, the New Orleans Saints, the Indianapolis Colts. It's been a lot on luck, but hell, it's Vegas. And then the Chicago Bears.
Wow.
So we're right there in that elite group.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey.
I'm telling you, man, some people say the team to beat in the North is the Bears.
And number 10, Brian Bielicsesso.
You know what I don't like? That quarterback. It's never going to – he's never going to be able to lead a team.
Aaron Rodgers.
Jay Cutler will never lead a team. No, that's the thing. I heard it the other day on my tour. I was bringing it up.
Who? Did you throw these people in the river? Say, hey, go down that path over there, slide them right in the lake?
Man, that's not my job. And I had to hold my tongue. I did say a couple things. I was like, all right, that's fine.
Where was he from? Green Bay?
Like, with all due respect, I happen to be a fan, but let's not get into that now.
You're a fan of what? This guy?
No, I'm a fan of Cutler.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah.
that. We know that.
We're
Cutler guys. We never got the guys calling in to tell us that we were wrong and that McCown's a guy
yeah.
to go with.
No, our listeners are smarter than that. That's the thing. When I survey the Larcher and Lorison listeners,
mm-hmm.
they're a higher class of person.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're the grit of the nation. They're out there getting it done, but yet they're a little more intelligent.
Yeah.
I'm just pandering right now. You know that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, Steg developed numerous baked-in taxes, such as the man in motion and the lateral pass, and developed most of like a lot of the equipment that
wow.
was common today.
Stagtastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You should look him up. He coached at the University of Chicago, famous coach.
Do you go to the University of Chicago?
I've been to the grounds.
Okay. That's more than I have.
I went to University of Phoenix online.
Really? Now, how does that work? I mean, do you sign up and you just take classes? Or?
Yeah. At your own leisure. Whenever you...
Is it like video screens? Do you look at screens and
yeah,
watch the teachers?
Screen.
Do you watch them teach, or do you...
In some of the classes, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll be darned. What do you find that's gotten you? Like, do you think that's gotten you anywhere?
What?
Like, you're University of Phoenix. They got you to be a coach.
Oh. I just became a coach because my son was doing it, and my wife was like, you should do it. And you know?
Al, I just want to thank you for bringing in Coach Eric here.
It's my pleasure.
Amazing.
I tell you, the man's a thrill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard you were getting married, and I thought maybe if you needed a band to play, my local band could maybe play your reception.
What kind of music does your band do?
We do like all 90s, like alternative covers.
Okay.
We're called Semi Charmed Life.
Wow, that's sublime.
Yeah,
all right.
It's actually Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind, yeah. I'm just saying that was a sublime name.
Thank you. I thought you were saying the band, but that was an excellent compliment. Thank you so much, Al. But yeah, we do all kinds of, we'll cover Tonic.
Very nice.
Tonic, Jesus.
Yeah. Whoever you want.
Sister Hazel?
Sister Hazel will... We'll jam out some Sister Hazel.
Man, you're hitting the heart of
Counting Crows
of me in 2000.
Yeah, whatever you are looking for,
Mr. Jones.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
That'll work.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested, I'll give you our card.
Let me tell you, time in music was when Motown was in its heyday.
Yeah,
it was.
Well, that's just
that
because
music.
You saw the damn
musical.
What about rock and roll, Clark? What about the British Invasion?
That was great stuff,
Motown.
Too.
Town.
That was fantastic.
Maybe do some British Invasion.
Don't get mad at me. I enjoyed Million Dollar Quartet. That was a great night in music history, and it was a great recreation of the show. So don't give me this. It's about all music.
You just like musicals. As soon as you see a musical of a certain genre, you're in love with that genre.
Well, just wait. Next week, the intro songs, you know it's going to be Motown. You're going to come in here, and I'm going to have the Motown classic.
Oh, my God.
I got a couple records over
there.
Can you
play some Sir Duke?
The Temptations.
How about some Sir Duke?
Can
you fire it up right now?
Did I heard it through the grapevine. Huh?
Fire up some Sir Duke?
I don't have any ready right now.
Okay. Well.
What? Is that out?
Huh? No, it's
Did you see that the Bulls are courting Gasol as well?
I caught that.
That is the fallback plan right now.
That's wild, dude.
Would you be happy with that?
I don't know. I don't know enough.
Maybe 6 years ago.
I don't know if he got too old. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. It's ancient. Maybe. It's not going to answer.
I don't know what the idea is there. They say him in Oklahoma City, right? So, I don't know. It could just be part of the game. Yep.
See, the problem with the Bulls, they're always used as a pawn. I mean, we're the pawns. If this is chess, if game of chess, constantly.
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't know what's their fault. I don't know that there's anything they can do about it.
We're maybe a rook.
I don't think we're a rook. A rook's way too powerful. Yeah, no. They're always coming in to see us. And
I always saw us as a rook.
Yeah, no. I think you're misviewing this team. I think they're clearly a pawn in free agency.
Yeah. I don't even understand the Blackhawks happening. I'll be straight up honest about that. Their pay structure, their player agreement and everything is so bang bang. There are deals all the time. Like trying to keep up with it, I honestly just don't have enough time to do it.
It was Blackhawks
trying to. Yeah, there's deals going on. They were saying that Kane and Taves were wanting too much for the better of the team at this point. You know, it's kind of like the LeBron thing.
I do have some breaking news. This is
What's
coming
breaking
from
news, man?
Complex Magazine. And Coach Eric, I'm glad you're here for this. Even though the U.S. lost to Belgium in the 2014 World Cup last night, USMNT goalkeeper Tim Howard was absolutely amazing. He finished the game with 16 saves, the most saves recorded by a goalie in 50 years. And quite frankly, he single-handedly kept the Americans in the match the entire game and stopped it from getting out of hand. He was actually so good that during the match, some people even suggested that the FIFA, FIFA, was going to have the drug test him after the game. Well, apparently he's randomly now been drug tested.
Oh, wow.
So, some breaking news there.
Did he pass?
No word yet, but apparently they did drug test him. Howard appeared on ESPN's Mike and Mike in the Morning early Wednesday and revealed that a short time after the match ended last night, he got pulled aside by FIFA and given a random drug test.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that's expected. Remember when the kicker from the Colts got a random drug test?
Vinatieri?
The week? No, last week, the punter, or last year, Pat McAfee.
Okay.
Last year, he drilled a guy, just knocked the crap out of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There were GIFs or GIFs of it all over the place. He tweeted out, like, the next day, it was a notice from the NFL for random drug testing. It was fantastic.
Wow.
It was great.
How hard?
Hilarious. Huh?
Because of how hard the kick was?
Yeah. No, because he tackled a guy. He was the last line of defense. It was something else. That guy hosts a podcast there. We should try to connect with him.
Yeah, that'd be.
Did you see Dallas Clark? He retired a Colt. Did you catch that?
Yeah,
kind of.
No one picks him up technically.
Yeah, I guess so.
Eric, what do you think of football? Are you a fan at all?
Soccer? Yeah, I coach soccer.
No, you know what I mean. The NFL.
Football. Of course.
Not soccer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Of course.
Do you pay particular close attention to the kickers or?
Oh yeah, soccer style kickers especially.
Oh, all mm-hmm. right. Well, that's a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys a big kicker fans here? Is that why you're asking?
No, American rules football is kind of my thing, generally.
Who's your favorite kicker of all time?
Kevin Butler.
Robbie Gould.
Yep, there you go. That's a good argument. That's a great argument. Two very good kickers mm-hmm. in the history of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I'm a Kevin Butler guy myself, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys. Yeah. Statistically speaking, you have one of the greatest kickers in the history, not of the Bears, but of the sport, and you want to argue Kevin Butler? Come on.
He's a good guy.
Who's a butthead here?
He's a fantastic guy.
Who's a butthead?
You know, his kid's on the
you
roster.
You two are buttheads.
I met Kevin Butler at a mini golf place in Glen Ellen.
Of course you did.
Years ago.
Coach,
fantastic gentleman.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Meet Robbie Gould, and he's drinking Bud Lights in the bar and doing shots. Of
so who would you rather hang
he's
out with?
He's cool as hell, though.
Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, yeah?
It's true. Yeah, you know, Butler.
It's like, do you like big or do you like rich?
I don't think Al likes either. I think he's mad at him.
I hate Big and Rich. But a great analogy. Yeah,
you like the brother? Oh no, I'm thinking Montgomery Gentry. They're different.
Yeah, right. Well, but the brother's the not in Montgomery Gentry.
Were Montgomery Gentry the first ones to rap in a country song?
No.
No?
They've been rapping in country since the dawn of the man.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. My bad. I don't know country as well as you do.
I don't know country.
You don't know the news.
I love country. You know, what have I said?
It's good.
I love this country, too.
Everybody loves
Well, it's a good week to do that.
Fourth of July is coming up, man.
Yeah.
You guys, you have any plans?
Yeah, probably taking the kids to the parents' house and let them run around and do some snakes and sparklers.
Cool. Sparklers? Yeah, I hear that sparklers you're not supposed
guy.
To do anymore.
You seem like a snake guy. Just by the mustache.
I'm a snake guy. I was a black cat guy when I was a kid.
Wait, you are not.
You can't buy those here.
Yeah, well, you know, you buy them. You're in Indiana. You buy them there.
Wait.
Huh?
What?
You can go
Don't
across.
Bring those. That's how kids get hurt.
Oh, no. I would never.
Good.
Sorry.
Hey, your wire's
over here. Which one? Oh, thanks.
It didn't work.
You just got... Whoa!
Oh,
what are
wow.
those things called?
Your things sparking a little.
The little white things that you throw at people and they get you.
The snap poppers.
Snap poppers.
Fairy dust.
Yeah, Al's got those in the studio. You shouldn't have those in the studio, man. I draw the line.
Oh, it's a joke. It's a kid's thing. I like
we don't
it.
Bring that.
I thought that was real.
I was trying to scare Clark, and it didn't work.
What?
I get everybody at work with that.
Really?
I take the little things you throw on the ground, and if you snap them in your hand, they pop, and they don't hurt or anything. And I always go by an electrical plug, and I go, hey, this isn't looking good. And then I snap one and fall back, and everyone freaks out. Oh, it's a good time.
I was watching.
I wish I was in your office sometimes.
I was watching a rerun of Roseanne the other night where she was spiking her hair all up. So when Dan walked in, she had her hand in the toaster and she made it look like she was getting electrocuted.
You need a blog.
You should take one of those, throw your hair out a little. And
once a week, just write it out and write a short story.
Yeah.
Don't call it a blog. No, you do. That's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time, though. Sometimes you got to have fun at work, you know? I mean,
I agree. Yeah. That's why sometimes you just make sure that you work where there's a scooter. You can ride around and just talk about the city you live in a little bit.
If you find a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
There you go. That's
yep,
a great
show
thing.
Me a person who's found that.
Do you have a day gig? What's your day gig?
I do some freelance stuff with the NSA. Can't really talk about it.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
You know what the NSA is?
National.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Oh. Zing, he got you there.
There's no way, dude.
Wow. I'll be darned.
Okay. I don't know about this guy. Well, like, what shouldn't we know?
I mean, it's just... It's dealing with, you know, security of the nation. So I can't really divulge, you know.
Nah, yeah.
You work for the post office. Is that what
no,
it is?
No, it's terrorist stuff, you know.
Terrorist stuff?
Yeah, terrorist.
Like what?
Get deep.
Huh?
Like,
oh.
What do you know about the squid taking over?
It may be squid related. I'm not going to say anything, but I have a lot of squids.
How smart are squid?
Squid are extremely intelligent.
Like, I mean, what do you mean? How do we know this? What kind of tests do you do to say, hey, how smart is a squid?
I give them paintbrushes, and they leave the tank and they paint.
They do that.
Yes, they do.
They
I can show
don't.
You the painting.
So you can yes, say they're already getting the land to paint?
They will come.
So they're just going to show up and paint my building. Is what you're telling
no,
me.
No, that's how
they're
smart
do a mural
they are
for
is that they have the
they're just coming up here
time
to, be, they're
to
just
paint.
Coming up here to do graffiti. That's
no,
what they're doing.
No, they have the time.
No,
there's no such thing as painting.
What's that guy's
octopus.
Name? Joe?
Look
no,
it up.
What's the graffiti guy's name?
I have
name?
YouTube videos of it.
What's that guy's name?
I've YouTubed this. Look it up.
Who's the guy who does graffiti? Anybody?
Banksy?
Banksy. There it is.
Banksy?
Yeah, there's going to be just squids. They're doing what Banksy does.
Squidski.
They have a political agenda? I don't know. Jesus, thanks for listening. It's episode 86.
Coach Eric, man, thank you for joining.
86 is a Bears player.
We do this show weekly.
Marty Booker.
Special announcement. We'll be at Tots Wednesday, July 23rd, live. You can come see us live. We have more on that later. Tonight, good night. For Al.
I'll be there.
You better. I'm, that's Clark Lawrence.
Chi-Town Sharks Soccer Club.
This is Clark Lawrence.
Go chair.
This is Ben.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
He casts a huge shadow, which I don't mind at all, because it's a shadow of a great man.
Shadow of a great man.
Hey, Randy Travis here. Be sure and listen to The Morning Show with Big Al, your pal, on your country alternative 98.5 WACS.
Yeah, we're on. I was just going to say goodnight.
Oh.
Yep. Is your mic on?
My I don't know.
Nah, have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Special bonus material there for the DVD.
That's right.
Good night. Assuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. And I'm not, I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. Sitting alone.